Richie, thanks for joining us on the program once again. Ho tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe, now.
Kia ora. Just bring us up to speed with what you've been doing and this situation that you're working with Tommy on in Tauranga.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the Tutuinga whānau are outstanding. They've been around for 30 or 40 years, doing some wonderful stuff in the community down in Tauranga, Tauranga Moana. And we've basically joined with them to develop a suicide prevention program that runs for 19 weeks, funded by NZCT, to give us that opportunity to work with our youth in the areas, particularly in the Bay of Plenty, which is a high-need area, giving them the space and trust that to build their mana back and to keep them in a safe environment. So it's a blessing, for one, to actually start it, and secondly, you know, MSD is now funding it for the next 2 years. So we're really, really, really super stoked that this is could be a pilot program that we could run throughout New Zealand.
What's Tommy's involvement here? He's got a lot of social connections, Tommy Wilson, and aside from the fact that he's a real nice bloke, how are the organisations working together? What's going to be the strategy over the next 19 weeks or so, Rich?
Yeah, so they've run programs, homeless, they've provided housing, they've provided drug and alcohol rehabilitation, they run programs in the Tutuinga whānau for a long, long time. They have, you know, we've got a Happy Puku, Happy Hikoi that we're running at the moment with AI, understanding the region, the area, using AI, which is very, very exciting. And our involvement, as I hope, is that we've got the bridge of counsellors. So we've got over 325 registered counsellors, psychologists and psychiatrists on our books. So if they need and want to have someone to talk to and have a conversation, we're able to access that for free for for our youth. And immediately too, so within 7 days, they'll be sitting in front of someone who's a registered counsellor, psychologist and psychiatrist. So that's very hard to do in the current public system and the private system, because the long wait times are just too long, 3 to 12 months. Our youth are waiting to get support when they need it most.
Thanks, Richie. Can you just elaborate on the AI inclusion into this strategy? And I'd like you to confirm that you are indeed a person rather than a bot.
That is correct. I am a person, a human. Yeah, no, it's just we're bringing to life some of the history of Tauranga Moana. And they've got a wonderful history, the Gate Pa War. And they're bringing to life for our kids to visually see what that looks like. So visually, it's really good for kids to see it and learn from it from a visual perspective. And, you know, we've got a chief in there bringing to life that image and constructing some history for that chief using some old, part of the whānau. They've got a voiceover to that chief, and it's creating the content from their whānau, understanding what that looked like back in the day and creating history around that, and it's just incredible. It really is.
How might that be used? Ultimately, we're trying to build confidence and self-esteem, which would lessen the chances of, taking the ultimate step that the black dog can cause. So, how is that a tool to lessen the numbers of our young people taking their lives?
Well, it's actually bringing back the identity within that region, the identity of oneself, where do they come from, what does that look like, and using AI, using technology, we've got a German producer down in Tauranga that's helping us, and we can pathway kids to that sort of AI world by learning technology. And so that's one way that we can support that. But understanding who you are is probably the most important thing. And through visual content, that can really bring it to life and make it real. So we do a Happy Hikoi, which we go around the Moana, going to those sites, talking about what actually happened back in the day, which is very, very exciting. And it's so rewarding. So Yeah, it's incredible what I can do. I mean, we've actually gone to I was at 120 schools and presented it to the schools so they can use it as well. So there's an option to visually learn through that kaupapa. So there's a lot that AI can be used, and it's very exciting.
Yeah, good on you, Richie. And, you know, some might think that it's a dark space to work in, but you've been there now for a few years. What is it about working with Mike, with I Am Hope, that fuels you? What are the upshots for you personally, Richie?
We've seen 20,000 of our kids use the platform Gumboot Friday. So that's saving lives. That's allowing them to have a conversation, to get in front of someone, to understand why they're going through an emotional, traumatic experience, if that's what it is. But just giving these kids, not at a crisis intervention point of view, but a prevention opportunity. That's where we want it. The smaller the problem, the better it is for our kids to deal with a small problem, then wait till there's a stacking of events and stacking of challenges upon that person. It's really important that we get to the root cause of the problem and allow our kids to thrive and not just survive. So I love what they, I Am Hope and Gumboot Friday have done with Mike King. They've done all the groundwork in terms of understanding how our kids are thinking. What are the problems that they're facing, and we're providing the solutions for them, not from what we think, but from what they're experiencing. So that's what I've noticed when I've come into it, how impressive they've gone by understanding what's actually happening on the ground. And we're at the bell curve of all the mental health and wellbeing in this country, because we've surveyed and continuously going to schools, understanding what's going on. Up to about 300,000, I would say, right now, that we've interviewed, surveyed, and we put it in our platform and we spit all the information out. So we're well ahead of everybody else. So we know what's going on through the eyes of these kids that are coming through in today's world.
Well, thanks for sharing some kōrero about it. All the best with the important mahi that you're involved in. E te rangatira, Richie. Ngā mara ki tanga kia koe, mo te wā o matariki. Tēnā koe, Richie.
Tēnā koe, brother.
Kia ora, thanks so much, man.